You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed four of the top emerging markets for luxury e-commerce. Paytm has said it wants to become India's leading online shop, and Italy has pledged to introduce internet speeds of 100 megabits per second to all Italian schools within the next 5 years. Research by Luxury Daily has revealed four of the top emerging markets for luxury e-commerce. The study pointed to India, Iran, Thailand, and Poland as having the strongest emerging luxury e-commerce markets. In India, luxury items in the clothing, jewelry, and electronics categories are becoming particularly popular, with strong growth being driven by the country's expanding middle class. Iran, although perhaps not an obvious choice for Western luxury retailers, has a population with a high level of disposable income and low levels of competition in the e-commerce space. Thailand is already Southeast Asia's biggest luxury market, with young professionals aged 30 to 39 being particularly affluent and willing to spend money on luxury goods. And turning to Poland, whilst other European countries are struggling with ailing economies, the Polish economy is remaining steady with good internet penetration and e-commerce rates. The global luxury e-commerce market is expected to surpass $20 billion by 2020. As Diwali approaches and the Indian e-commerce market hots up, the mobile e-commerce site Paytm has stated its ambition to be India's leading online shop. The Indian e-commerce market is dominated by local giants such as Flipkart and Snapdeal, with Paytm often being thought of as a third-place online platform. Paytm has said it wants to grow its revenues from $2.3 billion today to $20 billion by 2018, and has also said it wants to boost its user numbers to 500 million by that time. A spokesperson from Paytm said the company had an edge over competitors because it had its own online payment system, Paytm Wallet. As well as allowing users to pay for items bought from the platform, it also allows merchants to offer cash back credits. A recent report by Goldman Sachs predicted that the Indian e-commerce market will be worth over $100 billion by 2020, making it a hugely lucrative market for companies wanting to sell their goods online. Italy has pledged to introduce internet speeds of 100 megabits per second to all Italian schools within the next 5 years. The government has put aside 600 million euros to fund the high-speed internet project, which forms part of a wider rollout of fiber optic internet cables in the country. Italy is known for having one of the slowest broadband speeds in Europe. An Italian government spokesperson commented on the ambitious project, saying that high-speed internet access was no longer just a surplus accessory, but a right, and that schools had been chosen to receive high-speed internet first because the education system was the most important service in the country. 140 million euros has also been set aside to provide digital training to school teachers over the next 5 years, with the aim of having a network of 2,000 highly trained digital heads in every Italian school across the country. Ethiopia has said it wants to increase its internet penetration from its current rate of less than 2% to 48% in the next 5 years. Ethiopia has one of the lowest rates of internet connectivity in the world, with just 1.7% of the population having access to the internet. The government hopes to boost this to almost 50% by 2020 by making internet-enabled mobile phones more widely available. The government has been embarking on a telecoms infrastructure rollout over the last decade, gradually improving mobile coverage across the country. And finally, the first online-to-offline grocery company has launched in Malaysia. Dinasau has just launched its online store, which allows grocery retailers to sell their produce on the site. It also has a back-end system called Dinasau Super Console to help retailers with online marketing, branding, analytics, and warehouse management. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time.